nuclear time bombs. Holy overeating. Holy roller coasters.
It's time.
It's time.
It's time for the Lion Sidekick Podcast.
Hey, hey, everyone. Welcome back for another episode of the YM Sidekick Podcast. I'm Tom Pounder, and I'm glad you're joining me today. This is where student and online ministers come together and to learn some tips, tools, and trades, how to figure out how to do ministry in this very digital and online world. But today I'm going to throw you a little curveball. Yes, we're going to talk about technology, but I'm going to bring in Brendan Lovelace. He's the worship pastor and creative arts pastor at New Life Christian Church. I brought him on talking some tech stuff a few episodes ago, but we're going to be talking a little bit about worship today and technology stuff, because we get into some tech issues a little bit down the road on the interview. But we're talking about worship, and we're talking about the creative process that goes into worship people, especially when they branch out a little bit more and do some of their own stuff. So Brendan actually just released an album, and I'll have some of that in where you can find that in the show notes. But he released an album, but the way he went about and did it is very beneficial to the church. And so I want you to hear about that and really explore that from your own perspective of, you know, if you're in a church and a worship or creative arts guy wants to go down this road, listen to what Brendan has to say about what went into that and why he went and did that in the process. Because I do think it's very beneficial, and it does serve the church as a whole in a whole different level. So without any further introduction, let's just get right into it. Okay, with me today is Brendan Lovelace. Brendan, how are you doing today?
I'm doing wonderful. Hello, Tom.
Good.
How are you?
I'm doing great, too, because I finally have tracked you down. I've been hunting you. Okay, seriously.
He's not a very good hunter.
I've been hunting you forever. Every time I knock on the door, you're not there. Your office door, you're not there. Anytime I search around the end zone, you're not there. You're never around.
I try to hide from you.
Do worship pastors ever do any real work? okay. We're going to talk about that in a second, because here's the deal. Okay, so just a quick little introduction to Brendan. Brendan was on the podcast before. He appeared with Stan talking about apps we love. He's very productive. He is the creative arts and worship pastor here at New Life Christian Church. Brendan, just tell me quickly how you got involved with worship and worship ministry and creative arts and just in ministry in general.
Yeah, I think we'll probably do another podcast some other time talking about mentorship. But, you know, I've loved music my whole life. I think a lot of it was my parents love listening to music, especially my dad. And so I just always loved music, got involved in guitar. And it seemed like when I was younger, the easiest way to like actually play in a band was to play at church. You know, I grew up at church, and so that's kind of how I got started doing that. And right out of high school, started working in youth ministry, leading a youth worship band at this church, and kind of was like an assistant youth pastor there. So and then it kind of snowballed from there, you know, from just connections and people that I knew at other churches. They, you know, when somebody took a chance on me, I think that they took a chance on me when I was 19 and said, oh yeah, we're looking for a full-time worship pastor. And so, and now I've been doing it full-time for 11 years.
Dang. Yeah. So you're just 30 now?
You're not. I was 18 when I started working at a church, and you know how that is. Like, they didn't pay me for full time, but I worked full time.
I love the part time. Expecting full time.
So then I was 19 when I got my first full time worship ministry, you know, job as a worship pastor. And so, you know, I didn't know what I was doing. So, you know, just great experience. And I probably still don't know what I'm doing, but look, I've failed a lot, you know, and, trying to learn from those mistakes. And, it's been a great experience. So yeah, 11 years now.
Well, I think one of the things that the reason why you fail so much is because you're a St. Louis Cardinals fan.
I don't know how that works. You know, like
they're good. You're not. No, just kidding.
Yeah. There you go. I was gonna say that's how the metaphor doesn't work. They're good, and I'm not. Go ahead, man.
Yeah. You love the Cardinals, and we have a few
from St. Louis. Yep.
Yeah. So, All right. Well, tell me. Let's talk about this for a few minutes because you're a worship and creative arts guy, and there's a lot of great things that you guys do on a Sunday morning and so forth. But you know, you actually just recently branched out a little bit from that. Again, it's definitely within your realm of. Of talents, but you actually created your own album.
Yeah. So we recorded a 5-song EP, and it's under my name, Brennan Loveless. And so you could go to Facebook, and I think it's facebook.com/Brennan Loveless Music or BrennanLoveless.net, and that's my website. And so it's a 5-song EP. You can find it on iTunes and Amazon and Google Play and like all those things. But yeah, so it's 5 songs, and 3 of the songs are worship songs, so they're actually covers. You know, they're not songs written by me. And then 2 songs on there are originals that I actually wrote that we recorded. So it's people from the band at church that were on there, but it's kind of a, I don't know, like a solo album. You know, it doesn't have New Life's brand on it. And so,
why did you want to do that? I mean, isn't leading on Sunday morning good enough for you? Like, why did you want to do that? And why? Yeah. And speaking generalities too. I mean, be specific about you.
Right.
But also, why would other worship people do their own album?
I think it really depends on what. You know, I think it depends on the gifts that God has given you, and not like one of those, oh, God gave me this gift of songwriting, so I have to share it with the world, right? Yeah. But you do it to glorify God and to edify the church, hopefully, in the process, even though it has my name on there. But, you know, as a creative individual, you want to be able to share these thoughts and emotions and words, these songs, with other people, just like any pastor would hope that, just so you hope this podcast helps, you know, other people grow, you know, in their professionalism as a, you know, and in their ministries, right? You know,
I'm hoping for my name to be glorified. Yeah. I want this to, it sounds good for you. It's not,
yeah.
I'm kidding.
No, so I think it's a part of the creativity of it, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, so it's like, I'm a creative person. God, you know, gave me this artistic, I don't know, fire within me to actually like do something, right? And I'm trying to channel that in a way that glorifies him and hopefully speaks to other people. You know, because like specifically why we did this album and why I picked the songs I did, the 3 cover songs, they weren't an accident. It wasn't just like, oh, I like these songs, so we're going to record them. It was because those 3 songs on the album, it's tracks 1, 2, and 5 are the cover songs. And they're songs that people at our church, like in our church community, have really latched onto. I mean, they're songs that, you know, when we play them on Sunday morning, people are really singing them. They're really worshiping God through these songs. And so, so with those songs and then the other 2 that I wrote, the hope is that people will be able to worship throughout the week, you know, and in a musical way. I mean, you know, and so, you know, in Washington, D.C., the traffic's horrible. So, you know, my hope would be that these songs would speak to them in a way, you know, that in a familiar way, too, you know, that the music they're hearing, you know, I lead worship here on Sunday. They know the other people in the band and they see them, you know. And so hopefully it helps them just worship God a little bit more, you know.
Well, I would agree. And that's actually some of the comments that I've heard from other people. You know, we have this woman who is on at our online campus in the UK. And she says she loves to listen to the album in large part because of those 3 cover songs, because then she can take what we sing on Sunday mornings and listen to it each and every day. And it's encouraging.
Awesome.
To her.
I didn't know that story. So that's really cool.
No, but I've heard different stories like that. Yeah. And that goes to true, like your true motives is not just to glorify yourself.
Right. Right. Yeah. I mean, obviously we spent money on this album, and I'll say this too. I was so humbled because, you know, most people have heard of Kickstarter and stuff like that. And so I did something like that to raise money. It wasn't through Kickstarter, but it was actually like through my website. And so I had people actually help support the album, because I mean, it's a bunch of money to record the songs and do all the stuff, you know, to make it legal. Like the songs that I didn't write, I had to pay to license those, you know, so that I don't get sued someday.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, you hope to make somewhat of a profit so that you can actually, like, record again, and maybe I don't have to ask people to, like, I don't have to do a Kickstarter thing again, right?
Right.
So, yeah, there's a hope to, like, make some sort of, you know, make money off of it. But that's if that's the primary reason, then I probably wouldn't be in ministry in the first place. You know, I'd probably be trying to, I don't know, play shows out all over the place and tour and just make my own name, you know? And at least for me, and not that that's even a bad thing either. I mean, people want to do that. They want to do that full time. Go for it, you know? And so I'm not exactly sure if that's in the cards for me. Like, I love the local church, and I've played at things, you know, different things, you know, out of town and whatever, and been blessed to do that. But so anyway.
Okay, cool. Well, I want to get to two other things before we wrap up. But one is, tell me about the tracks that you actually wrote. How was that different than, you know, again, creating that using that creative process to write those tracks? And then also, I want to talk to you about technology a little bit and what you use to really kind of promote your stuff, too.
Oh, sure, yeah.
And what kind of tech tools. Because, again, this is an online-focused, ministry-focused kind of thing.
Right, right.
So I want to – you're very good with these kind of technology things, and you use social media and that kind of stuff very well. So I want to offer a way to encourage other people. So talk about the tracks first.
Okay, so, yeah, the tracks. Oh, that's easy. I mean, I can talk about those all day. The and actually – tying into your second question, a couple weeks ago, I actually did something on Periscope. I did it on Meerkat, the Meerkat app, because you can link it to your Facebook page.
Yeah.
And so what I did is I kind of figured out how to do that. And I'm like everybody else. I'm just like pressing around on my phone. And then I actually recorded, you know, filmed myself talking about the tracks and talking about the album, you know, as a promotional sort of thing, right? But that's a technological thing. So the two songs that I wrote, number three and number four on the CD, it's called In the Silence, which is the title track. That's the name of the EP, In the Silence. And Find Me Here, which is the fourth song. And both of those songs, obviously, they're really personal for me. In a couple of different ways, In the Silence a lot more than Find Me Here, probably, because that song, writing that song, was kind of, there's kind of two different things that happen sometimes when I write a song. Sometimes, first of all, I need to have the music first, you know, it seems like, and then I can focus on the words and trying to find a melody and all that. And In the Silence was one that I really worked hard on. It was one that I kind of like, you know, was in pain over it, you know, like, I want to have the right words for this. I think this could be a good song if I don't blow it with the words, you know, that I write. And Find Me Here was the opposite. I had this chord progression and like, I just sat down and kind of started singing. And I mean, it came very quickly, like maybe in like less than a half an hour, like playing through it a few times and just scribbling down really fast. Like, Oh, I like that line that's going somewhere. And so In the Silence talks about, if you listen to the words and know me at all, you know, it just talks about how a lot of times when we pray to God and when we say that we're seeking after God and we want to listen to him, but we're too busy talking, we're too busy in the noise of our lives, you know what I mean? Like, it's kind of like, oh God, I want to hear you speak to me, but I'm not going to take the time to listen. Yep. I'm not going to take the time to spend time with you in prayer, to spend time in your word. And so the two verses, when you listen to it, it says, yeah, I have too many words to speak, you know, and saying like, I talk all the time, you know, but yet I want to bring everything to you. And I have these fears. I have these, I have fears, you know, that I'll try to run away from, but your word is there to lead me in all my ways. That's the second verse. And the first verse just talks about, you know, trying to bring everything before God, including all of our dreams. You know, it says like all the dreams that I serenade, you know, all these dreams that I'm trying to conjure up and make happen, you know, for myself, really it's God leading us, you know? So in the silence sometimes is when he speaks to us, when we shut up, you know what I mean? And the course is really just about praising him and worshiping him instead of, you know, being selfish, you know, and looking for self. So that song actually is kind of always a reminder to me, like, oh man, I need to have some perspective. Also, the And then Find Me Here was actually probably one of the first songs that I wrote that wasn't about something I was in the middle of.
Okay.
It's kind of a... What I try to do, at least, is paint a picture with the words of kind of these empty streets, kind of almost this depressing, lonely sort of imagery. And then the chorus brings it up saying, God, I need you. Where are you? I'm tired and I'm weary and I need you to carry me, you know, through this life, through this problem, through this pain, you know. And it came out of a story of a guy I knew who quit ministry. His wife, it was a really horrible situation, and it just pained me. Mm-hmm. I remember after I heard about it, I went to my office and I was playing this chord progression that I had for a while and no words. And I started thinking about him and I'm like, well, I wonder what he is going through. And this song came out of it. And mm-hmm. So that's a song that isn't very complex in my mind, at least.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a song that when I've played it before, people, it hits people in a different way, you know, because it's like, oh man, I'm going through something like that, or
yeah.
I know someone who is right now. So
yeah, that's great, dude. That makes me want to listen to your album even more to know the story behind the.
Thanks,
man. It's the behind the music, right, you know, right. The old VH1 behind the music.
Yeah.
So that's good.
I don't know about that.
All right. Well, as we wrap up here again, yeah. you kind of hit on it. I want you to hit on this a little bit more because. The technology thing, you did a very good job as with your promoting, you know, mm-hmm. and even you're great on social media anyways. You got Twitter and Facebook and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So how did you use social media and how did you use technology for that?
Yeah.
And speak a little bit more about the Meerkat, because that what Meerkat just did with the Facebook is different than what you can do with Periscope now too.
So real quick, Meerkat, you can connect your Facebook account to that. And so when you start, you can even schedule, like what I did is I said, hey, tomorrow at this time through the app, tomorrow at this time, I'm going to be talking about, you know, behind the album or whatever, you know, and then it posted on my Facebook page saying like tomorrow at 10 a.m., you know, behind the blah, blah, blah. And then I started like, you know, broadcasting and it shows up on my Facebook and people can join through that. I haven't seen, I need to test it out to actually see what it looks like when somebody else does it to see on my own Facebook page, like how can I join and what does that look like? But Periscope, I really like because you can save it to your camera roll. And if it's short enough, what I've seen people doing is they are uploading these videos. And what I found about myself is I used to blog a lot more and write and I still would like to do more of that, but I think I'm better, not that I'm actually comfortable or good on camera, but I can process things verbally, like so when I talk to people, and so I've seen some of my friends using Periscope, and then they're just taking it from their camera roll and uploading it to Facebook, which is another thing that I had to pay attention to because, you know, I love Twitter, and I love what that does. And I know we need to wrap up here, I love what Twitter does, but I also, you got to look at where is the traffic coming from. And for me, when I'm posting something, if I post a photo to Instagram and then I put it out on Twitter and Facebook, it blows up on Facebook because of my friends, mm-hmm. you know, the friends that I have there, as opposed to all the noise on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of one of those things I had to admit to myself a little bit like, hey, I still love Twitter, but I use that as more of like an information gathering thing to like find stuff as a creative arts director. So I follow a ton of people and find stuff on there. But on Facebook, that's where people are actually connecting with me and liking stuff and commenting on stuff. Like I said something a few weeks ago about being sick and like, I was already at church in the middle of the services and my throat was messed up and I had the sinus thing and blah, blah, blah. And I just said, hey, any other worship leaders out there, what do you guys do when your you know, throat is sore or you're sick and you're leading worship? And it blew up. And I didn't even think about it. I thought like maybe I'd have a couple people go get some cough drops or drink tea with lemon and I had like, I don't even know. I don't know how many comments I had. It was like, oh man.
Yeah,
I should pay more attention to Facebook, you know what I mean? And so now with my music page, I've actually boosted. I've paid to boost some of my stuff,
mm-hmm.
but my gosh, that has really helped. Like, I mean, I've had probably half the people that like my page are people I have no idea about, and that helped boost like album sales and stuff because I had iTunes links in there and blah blah blah. So that was really good. Periscope's a big thing because it lets people connect to you right where you are.
Yeah.
And the one, I guess, piece of advice I would tell people is have a plan for when you're about to do something. Sometimes it'll happen, you're driving down the road and something crazy's happening, so you pull up Periscope and you start broadcasting something while you're sitting at a stoplight because, I don't know, a duck is crossing the road with her ducklings and that's cute or something. But a lot of times for me, it's better if I have an idea of what I'm going to say and I plan it out, because then you don't look like an idiot, you know, like, and you're doing this live, so you're going to mess up anyway. Not just turning, and for me that's a big thing, because it's like, you know, okay, if I'm going to try and actually like get people to like my album and page and stuff like that, I want to say something that means something. I don't want to waste people's time, you know, like I want to say something that's fresh. And so being careful with what you post, I think, doesn't necessarily, you don't want to just add to the noise. Yeah. You want to add something of benefit, and that's kind of the rule that I try to follow and play by, you know. So
yeah, that's great. I mean, and I would agree with you on that. I mean, you said a lot of good things on that.
Well, there's another podcast idea for later time.
We're gonna do that. So, well, that's good. Okay, well, we're gonna wrap up now. So, Brennan, thanks for doing that. Thank you so much. I'm gonna include all of Brennan's links on the show notes, so you can just easily click to it, find his iTunes,
thanks, man.
And then we'll have a good strategy of how we pump this out on social media based on this stuff. So we may do a Periscope just on, check out this.
That's cool. We could do that.
So anyways, all right, Brennan, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks a lot, Tom.
All right, so there you have it. My interview with Brennan. It was great having him on board. And again, we did talk about some technology stuff. I've probably mentioned this a few different times in my blog and in the vlog that I've been doing on Tuesdays on YouTube. But I love these live streaming apps, and I think it creates a whole new opportunity for us. And you got to see how Brennan is using that for his album and how we're using that at New Life. So, again, I would really encourage you to check out that app if you haven't already. Start fooling around with it. It can be very beneficial to your ministry. So, but again, I want to thank Brennan for joining me. And again, check out his album. It is really good. All right, so that wraps it up for us today. Again, make sure you hit up ymsidekick.com. I've got fresh content there for the 5 days of the week. And so check that out. Stay connected there. And if you like this podcast, please rate me on iTunes. Please tweet this out. I would love to keep on spreading this out to as many people as possible. And if you have a suggestion of what you would like to hear about on a future episode, please hit me up at ymsidekick or use the hashtag ymsidekick. I would love to find out what you'd like to hear about in a future episode. All right, everyone, I hope you have a great rest of the week, and I will see you next Wednesday for an all-new podcast.